sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on the Ascension of the Lord, May 29th, 2025, entitled, There We Might Be Also. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web. Or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher.
Lord, is this the time? Is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? That one sentence from the Gospel of Matthew in many ways should tell us a lot about what the disciples were experiencing on what has come to be one of seven major festivals of the Christian church calendar year. There's good reason for that, of course. The event of the Ascension is an important piece, whether we know it or not, of the faith puzzle we call Christian. Despite the inconvenience of attending worship on a weekday, and it is inconvenient, isn't it? Who would ever think to schedule a festival day on a weekday? It's really a shame the Bible has to talk about that. But to be honest, the number called here today should yield also some insight into how many of us actually get it. I've had people regularly say, I get Christmas. Easter can be a stretch, but I get it. All Saints Day makes sense, and Epiphany has a compelling story with the star and the kings and such. But the Ascension? What's that all about? One year after I thought I had done a fairly thorough job of preaching about various angles that we could and should consider concerning Jesus' ascension, a member of the congregation said, Hail the day that sees him rise. What are we doing celebrating the resurrection again? Didn't we just do that a few weeks ago? The bodily ascension of Jesus Christ into heaven 40 days after his resurrection, I guess, is just too much for many people to swallow. As we follow step by step through the life of Jesus the Lord, even if we're successful in getting the timeline correct, most of us seek some semblance of reality in each of those components of the larger story. In our limited experience, people just don't levitate into the air on a Thursday. And perhaps that's just the point. It's not about people. It's about Jesus. It's that Jesus has taken our humanity into heaven. What does that mean? Well, the Ascension, I think we can think, closes the loop on the Incarnation. We began this journey through the calendar 6 months ago, listening to prophets with expectancy, waiting for the coming of Messiah. The birth was ordinary, but the world celebrated that the Son of God took human flesh, entered into the world, and dwelt with us. made his home with us. Now it's almost June, and Jesus is returning to the Father. The ascension closes the circle for us, and Jesus offers his blessing and instruction to still bewildered disciples who still had questions. And to be somewhat fair to them, as onlookers, we have the advantage. We have the whole Bible and know as much about the rest of the story as any of us can. The disciples, on the other hand, are living, unfolding events. What we celebrate today is described by Luke in both Acts and the Gospel, and is, I expect, the best attempt to put into words that which is beyond explanation. The human Jesus has returned to the spiritual heaven from which he came. In the ascension, we learn that heaven and earth become one. And, you know, we can take the easy way out here. We can get all tangled up in the science of the ascension. How does a physical human rise from the surface of the earth, anyway? Apart from the scene at the crucifixion and maybe the nativity, the ascension is probably one of the most popular represented in art and iconography. Some are awe-inspiring and enliven the imagination. Others are just plain comical. One artist simply painted a cloud with 2 feet dangling in midair. I think the one for me that best captures the moment is a circle of disciples gazing up into the sky. We can't know the mechanics of the ascension. Luke tells us about the men in white who ask, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven?" And that's a good question. We too need to ask the better question. What does the ascension mean? Well, the disciples made their attempt. "Lord, is this the time? Is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel?" After all this time with Jesus, his teaching, his miracles, his passion, death, and resurrection, post-resurrection appearances, here the disciples are still relying on the customary definition of who the Messiah will be. Through the ages, God's people waited for the one who would restore the kingdom to Israel. Surely, in what was about to happen, the age-old expectation was to be fulfilled. Instead, the instructions were, "Stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. Lo and behold," what was about to happen had something to do with them. "From now until the day of Pentecost, we pray with them. Come, Holy Spirit, come." With Jesus, every parable, every healing, each sign, and every miracle was a teaching. It's easy to get caught up in how any of those were accomplished. When we try, it's the easy way out. by scientifically or otherwise disproving what should be physically impossible, we're able to avoid the whole point. Sadly, I think that's where the majority of Western culture, at least on this continent, is these days. Standing and gazing into heaven. When the real question that needs to be answered is right there at our feet. What does this mean? There's a whole lot about this world I don't understand. Why do children die? Why do some of us suffer and others don't? Why do some people believe they are entitled to what does not belong to them? I don't think the authors of Scripture ever dreamed there would be a time when the credibility of their eyewitness accounts would be subjected to the scientific method. Who am I to question another's best attempt to describe in words that which is clearly beyond a physical explanation? And so the question is, what does the ascension mean? Jesus Christ, our Lord, after his glorious resurrection, appeared to his disciples and in their sight ascended into heaven to prepare a place for us, that where he is, there we might be also.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit christchurchcathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@christchurchcathedral.com. Or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon, at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.